Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio, and thank you so much, as always, for making us a part of your day. In today's episode, I catch up with Kathy Painter. She is a traditional naturopath in Los Angeles, California. And when it comes to your health, her philosophy is knowledge is everything. Well, Kathy shares with us in this episode some amazing science behind the new health and wellness breakthrough, which is a real game changer, she says, for her, her family, and her clients. And she introduces us to redux molecules. The most amazing thing about this is you can get a hold of Kathy directly by visiting her website at www.reduxhealthcoach.com, and there you'll find a way to have a 15-minute consultation with Kathy regarding this most amazing, amazing health breakthrough. Again, that's www.reduxhealthcoach, R-E-D-O-X, healthcoach, and thank you as always for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Today, I am joined by Kathy Painter, board certified as a traditional naturopath out of California. And Kathy has an amazing story when it comes to your health. Knowledge is everything. I love that line, Kathy. Thank you for sharing it with us. And as later on in the interview today, Kathy's going to expose us all to the amazing redux molecules, the science behind it, the health behind it, the amazing results. And I'm so excited. Kathy, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm all about educating. When you know, people ask me, well, what do you consider yourself? You know, and I say, really, I'm an educator. I present the education so that then the client can make an informed health decision.
Yeah, that's so important, especially in today's health climate that we have in America.
Right.
Pretty challenging sometimes to arrive at really well-informed decisions. So thank you again for being on the show. We look forward to hearing your story. And as always, I love to hear people's origin stories. I think it's important that people understand, you know, where we come from, what prompted you to become a traditional naturopath. And let's just start there. What put you on this path to natural health, Kathy?
Well, first, I grew up as a child of the 60s, and I had a mother that was very ahead of her time, very into health. I mean, going to health seminars when nobody else was. So, you know, I grew up in a very healthy household. And then I grew up and became a television writer producer. But as a television writer producer, what do? You research a lot. So I had those skills. And but I was always interested in health. And then my husband was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. Well, I did a lot of research on it, and interestingly enough, they wanted to do surgery on it, but there was a 3-month backup. So I said, we are not going to sit around and do nothing. We are going to do some things. And I did the research, and we went up to the Issels Clinic in Santa Barbara. And for those of you that have never heard of Dr. Joseph Issels, he's considered the father of integrative medicine. He's originally from Germany. He helped many, many people get well from cancer using natural protocols. And then his son carried on the tradition. But I was really blown away when I did the deep research. And the good news is my husband ended up making a full recovery. No surgery was needed because it was gone. So then what happened was everybody started calling me. I hear, oh my gosh, you know, can you help me? Can you help me? Well, a friend of mine who's a chiropractor, she said, Kathy, you've got to get a credential. And they told me about the Trinity School of Natural Health. So I went back to school and became a traditional naturopath. And of course, I have never, ever stopped learning. And when it comes to cancer, I educate my clients on, number one, how the entire system works. Most people have no idea that if you work with an oncologist associated with a hospital, their hands are tied.
Yes.
They can only offer you exactly what the hospital permits. They can't think outside of the box. So that's the first thing. You know, I educate them on that. Work with an oncologist that is not associated with a hospital, somebody that can make, you know, choices based on their own, you know, present information based on their own research. So I go through all of that and then offer, you know, what is possible, what you can do to marry both, what you can do if you want to just do natural. And then they get to decide. The client always gets to decide. They are the customer.
Yeah.
Now, the other very important point I make to every single person that I work with, never, ever blindly put your health in somebody else's hands, especially a doctor. You must get second and third opinions, preferably by different types of doctors, like a functional or an alternative or a naturopath. And you must do your own research and mm-hmm. then make your own informed decisions.
Yes. Yeah, that is so important. We see it all the time when people come through and they just think, they think their hands are tied. It's like, no, you have an opportunity to get those second and third opinions. Absolutely. Look for other people in the allied, you know, fields that you mentioned, obviously, and draw your own conclusion, but base that conclusion on good information.
Right, right. And so, you know, I am always, always researching, learning about new protocols. I look at the science. I also, you know, I look at the anecdotal evidence. I mean, that's really the first line of science.
Mm-hmm.
When I start reading that lots of people are getting results, that gets my attention.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot out there. And I will tell you, I believe that really just about everything is reversible. And I also believe that God put everything on this universe that we need to stay well or get well. But it is man who has messed things up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It reminds me of John Christopher. He said, you know, there's no such thing as an incurable person. There's or incurable diseases. There's incurable people, but there's not incurable
right.
diseases is was his
right.
philosophy. And so, yeah, that makes total right. sense.
You know, and the other thing that's very important, you know, you've got to be open-minded
mm-hmm.
To receive this information. Not everybody's open-minded. And so I tend to work with very open-minded people because I know if they're not open-minded, I really can't help them.
Yes.
And, you know, I tell everybody, be open-minded, because if you're not, you may miss something that could change your life, even save your life.
Yes. Yeah, there's so many things. You think about the Gerson therapy. You think about, you know, Suzanne Summers' book, Knockout, that she wrote, what, 15, 18 years ago now? I mean, it's there's so much out there. Otto Warburg just had another book, a newest book released on him in 2021, I believe, mm-hmm. about his winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine for curing cancer. But Hitler wouldn't let him leave Germany to go collect it because he was afraid he was going to, you know, he was going to immigrate out of Germany
right,
at the time,
right.
You know, and but people, basically people just aren't aware of all of these different amazing resources that are out there, historical relevance, anecdotal as well, evidence
right.
of lots of people that are getting themselves well. And I'm certainly glad to hear your husband is one of those.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, and as you know, one of the things that discovered. I mean, I didn't really discover it. It was by accident. I found a box of redox molecules at my father's home.
Okay.
I literally tripped over it and I opened it up and I said, Dad, what is this? And he says, well, I ordered this, but I haven't even started drinking it. And, I said, well, I think this is something really special. And I immediately did deep research on it. And I said, oh my goodness, I need to talk to the person who you ordered it from. And then interestingly enough, literally a couple of weeks later, there was a conference with a lot of people in the medical profession on these redox molecules. And I immediately flew back out to North Carolina, where my parents live, and attended this conference. And I was really blown away. How did I not know about this health science breakthrough? I mean, a lot of your audience will know who Dr. Zach Bush is. He's a well-known triple board certified medical doctor that really went way on the integrative and, you know, alternative side. And he calls these molecules the greatest health science breakthrough of our lifetime. And they've been on the market for 14 years.
What?
Yes, they've been on the market for 14 years, but because nobody knows about redox molecules, I won't say nobody, but most people don't know about redox molecules like they know about antioxidants. 40 years ago, nobody knew about antioxidants. But everybody today knows about antioxidants. The next 40 years will be about redox molecules. And so let me explain to you what redox molecules are.
Excellent, please.
Every cell in your body sits in a sits in saline solution. What is saline? It's salt and water. Well, your cells take that salt and water and it rearranges the molecules to create redox molecules. Every cell in your body uses redox molecules for what we call redox cellular signaling. This is how your cells communicate. Now, if cellular communication is optimal, then the moment a toxin comes in or the moment a cell with damaged DNA shows up, the cells communicate, the immune system gets the message, and the problem is taken care of. But scientifically, we know that every decade you are alive, your body starts producing 10% less of these molecules. So if you're 50 years old, you're 40% down. Then you add in the fact that stress and toxins further lower your production, then you could even be further down than that. Now, I believe that natural decline in production is probably God's way of, you know, we just get older and we die. But the good news is scientists figured out how to create the exact same redox molecules that your body manufactures, and we can put them back in bodies that are deficient.
So let me pause you for just a second and ask that.
Sure.
So this is an actual supplement, correct?
Yes.
So would
it's
it be
a liquid.
It's a liquid, so great delivery system, right? Love liquid delivery system. Is it classified? Because I know nothing about this, right? I mean, this is fascinating.
Right.
Is it classified as a vitamin, a mineral, amino acid? What is it what kind of food maybe is it classified at? I'm very curious.
Well, it's an entire new category altogether. Now, it's a supplement, but a supplement of a different kind than we are used to. I mean, we're used to vitamins and minerals and amino acids, but this is a supplement as well.
Okay.
And the beautiful thing about it is because it's native to the body, your body's already producing it. You can't be allergic to it, and you cannot, it's non-toxic. It's safe enough for a brand new baby all the way to, you know, somebody that's 120 years old. And you cannot drink too much of it because the body already knows what to do with it. If you drink more than you need, the body turns it right back into saline. So that's the beautiful thing. Now, there's been double-blind placebo studies done on these redox molecules. And what we know from a Torret Labs third-party double-blind placebo, and I want to explain this study because in the world of science, we know that sometimes people don't do studies, even third-party studies, in the gold standard way. But in this study, they took healthy 35-year-old men and women. They broke them up into three groups. One group got nothing. That was the control group. One group got saline. That was the placebo group. And the third group, of course, got the redox molecules. And after 8 weeks, they halted the study and they tested everybody to see what kind of health improvements there were. Well, the people that got nothing And the people that got the saline had zero health improvements. But 100% of the people that drank the redox molecules had a 21 to 31% improvement in five significant areas of health. Immune signaling pathway health, cardiovascular pathway, inflammation pathway, digestive enzyme pathway, and hormone modulation pathway.
You just named 90% of the clients I see on a weekly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the other interesting thing, when you improve just one of these pathways, you're going to improve, it's going to have a domino effect.
Yep.
And, you know, I do a free webinar every Wednesday night, every Saturday morning. It's open to anybody who is open-minded enough to come and learn. And I always show what happens when you just improve the hormone modulation pathway. 15 different pathways are improved. Your serotonin receptor pathway, your brain-derived neurotrophic factor pathway. This is your pathway that helps you deal with depression and bipolar and Alzheimer. Your thyroid pathway. There's many more, but one that is really caught my attention because I do work with a lot of cancer patients is the interferon alpha beta signaling pathway. This is your pathway that helps you deal with viruses and tumors. Now, here's another very interesting thing. Because of the work I do in the health freedom movement, I have worked with Dr. Stephanie Sinoff. She is a senior research scientist at MIT. She has studied vaccines and glyphosate for the last 15 years now. And about 6 months ago, she and her team did a study on the COVID vaccines. They were looking for mechanisms of injuries because, you know, people are being injured and having side effects. And one of the things they discovered was that the interferon AB signaling pathway is greatly suppressed. Now, as a naturopath, I love that I have these molecules to help turn that pathway back on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really amazing.
Yes.
Now, another thing that's very interesting, the studies show that when you consume these molecules, the glutathione in your body experiences an 800% increase in efficacy. Now, that's huge. That really was, as a naturopath, that's what really caught my attention, because the glutathione, I mean, that's the master antioxidant. That helps you detox things. And, of course, we all know in the naturopath world that a lot of people get huge benefits when they go do a glutathione IV.
Mm-hmm.
But those IVs are expensive. And the results don't, you know, they may last for 24 to 48 hours.
Yes, short-lived, yes.
Short-lived. And so knowing that when you drink these molecules, every time you drink them, you're going to experience an 800% efficacy in glutathione. It's in your body already. That's truly amazing. And then also along those lines, the studies show a 500% increase in the efficacy of superoxide dismutase. So while this is not an antioxidant, it greatly improves two of the most powerful antioxidants in your body.
You do that on Wednesdays, the webinar that is the educational experience for people. What is the time, and is there a way that we can do a link on that for you?
Yes, I do it every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, which is also 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I can give you a link that people can use.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to be on my webinar invite list, they can go to redoxhealthcoach.com. And they can reach out to me through my email, or they can, if they've got questions, they can also schedule. I will do a free 15-minute consultation.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Questions.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Let me get this captured real quick here. It's redoxhealthcoach.com. You get a hold of Kathy there for a 15-minute consultation. Also get lined out on either a Wednesday or Saturday webinar. That's very excellent way to help people get educated. So thank you.
Right. Absolutely. So, and you know, so there's a lot of science on this, and here's what you're going to find really interesting is if you go to PubMed.gov, which is the National Library of Medicine, and you type in redox, 359,000 entries, papers come up. And then if you go to Google Scholar, which is a research website, and you type in redox, there are 3 million research papers on that. So this is really cutting edge. We're just on the cusp of an explosion of redox molecule, knowledge and education.
Yeah, awareness, exposure, distribution, everything. People are gonna. It's amazing to me. You know, I've been in Cheyenne, Wyoming. My internship started in 2001. So this November 1st will be my 22nd year in clinical practice. And I'm very fascinated to find out why you say this has been in 14 years. I'm just now hearing about this. Kathy, I got to get out of Cheyenne more often.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, 14 years ago, what happened, the person that bought the patent, the scientist that developed this had run out of money. And they originally believed they had the cure for AIDS. And so, you know, they'd done studies on that, but they had spent $15 million doing the studies. And they'd run out of money. And a man by the name of Virtus Norton, who had retired from a big executive job telling Kraft Foods how to run their $36 billion business. He found out about these scientists and was sitting on the board, and then they just couldn't get anybody to really see the light and invest the money. So he bought the patent himself. And then he found a scientist to stabilize these molecules so you could literally put them in a bottle and drink them rather than having to drink them literally 2 minutes after they were made. And they showed the information to a pharmaceutical company. And the pharmaceutical company immediately, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon of looking at all this, said, you've really got something here. And we're going to buy the patent from you. And we're going to offer you generational wealth, said to be about $1 billion. That's what I've heard. And Virtus and his son, Tyler, who he brought in on the business part of it, said, what's the catch? Well, the catch is you have to walk away and the 150 people that you already have drinking this, some of them with very serious health issues, have to immediately stop drinking this.
Well, buy it and bury it, they call that.
Exactly. They knew what that meant. And they said, no, thank you. This is too important. And we're going to make sure that the people get to drink this. Now, I will tell you, just knowing that says everything about the integrity of the people behind this company. I mean, I don't know. I sometimes say, well, wow, if I was offered that much money, would I have the integrity, the moral fortitude to say, no, thank you? You know, I don't know many people that would. And so I'm forever grateful that they did.
Yeah.
So, but that's why this product, you won't see anything really. They don't advertise. It's through direct sales only because they knew what they were up against and they did the research. And even though Virtus had an entire career in the traditional distribution of products, after the research, they realized this was the only avenue. And I will tell you that they get offers every single week from pharmaceutical companies.
Yep, I'll bet.
And, you know, God bless them. They have vowed to not sell out. And yeah, that's an amazing thing. So.
Well, good for them. And it sounds like their distribution model, you know, direct-to-consumer marketing, which is the wisest way to go because the consumer benefits directly from the company. It cuts out middlemen. And in the long run, it saves money. And right. They get better education. Your product doesn't sit on a shelf at natural grocers drawing dust, right? It's such a much better distribution to the consumer. And yet it's been, have they been using that model of distribution for the whole 14 years? Or is that something that they've just been new?
Yeah, no, this is 14 years. They're a $1 billion company and they are now in 34 countries.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, I know that where you live, there's not a lot going on there, but in other parts of the United States, there are. Australia, it's pretty big, and other parts of the world, but it is really, there's exponential growth now.
Yeah. They've got a, you know, one of the things that I love about what I get to do, and I know you as well, is we get to help people, position them to thrive, put them on a good path. We get to, you know, get raving fans in our communities that go out, multiply, and then return in droves. Fortunately, that's been our experience, since we've been here. And, you know, the opportunity to cover a large amount of people and enhance people's health in their lives, there's no better way that's been proven to do that than with that type of distribution model. And distribution is distribution, right? There's lots of ways to get a product to market. My experience, my opinion, my approach, you know, I have a manufacturing lab. We produce 22 herbal supplements, herbal extracts that we ship to, you know, places all over the country. And, you know, it's the same thing. I have direct relationships with practitioners, and then I help them with all of their clients that test well for our products in restoration of health. So it's, you know, it's very exciting to me. It's interesting that it's been around for 14 years. I'm just hearing about it, so I'm very excited. I'm intrigued to find out more information. Do you have clinics that carry this? Let me kind of wander off in that area.
Yeah, there are clinics that carry it. In fact, I work, one day a week in a clinic, and they carry it, and they put bottles up on the shelves, and when it's recommended to, a patient, the way they offer it is you can buy one or two bottles off the shelf, but if you really want to continue drinking this, you can open up your own wholesale account, and it'll be delivered right to your door.
Yeah.
So it's a really win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
And then that customer is forever attached to whoever owns that clinic.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
So wherever they may move or go or whatever. So.
Yeah.
It is a really good model, and you don't have to have a lot of inventory if you do it that way. And then I will tell you, you know, we have distributors that are just everyday people. I mean, I would say 95% of the people that are distributors are everyday people that were introduced to this because they had some sort of issue that they wanted to reverse.
Right.
And when we got results, you know, if they couldn't help, they had to share it with people. And I will tell you this. If you want to hear some of these amazing testimonies, come to my webinar, because after what I've seen with family members and in my practice, I quickly decided that I would never, ever want to limit this to just people that come to my practice.
Yes.
I mean, everybody deserves and needs to know about this.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do these webinars, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's a wonderful, very simple, very practical. And what I also, you know, for me, there's credibility is a combination of two things: results over an extended period of time. That's how that's one of my filters, right, for credibility.
Right.
And there's so many things out there, and there's so much that people could buy and go to Amazon or GNC or whatever, but you never know what you're really getting other than the marketing flyer there. But yet you've already mentioned 14 years in the market. It has 359,000 references on PubMed, 3 million on another reliable source. And by the way, most people don't realize, the layperson that listens to this conversation, if you get in a court situation with nutrition, the only information that's admissible in court cases are those submissions found on PubMed.
Right, right.
So my little book that I think the world of, and it's filled with anecdotal, right, thousands of people's experiences is not credible enough, because I've never subjected this or submitted it and had it published in PubMed. So therefore, that is inadmissible, right? Even though this is proven, that's how much our mainstream disease management model does not want us having healthy communities, quality products like the redux molecules that you're talking about and others, but they don't want people to have that. What, you know, they told the gentleman that owned the patent, well, we just want to make sure that you go away and the 150 that are taking it no longer take it. And this just goes, they're willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to not have something come to market that will cost them future revenue. It's absolutely mind-bending.
Right. It is mind-bending. And, you know, the other thing I want to point out to the listeners is you can do everything right as far as your health. But if you are deficient in redox molecules, that can be the missing link to your improvement.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to reiterate, if your cells are involved, redox molecules will help.
Say that again.
If your cells are involved, whatever issue you have, because you know, a lot of people call me, will it help with XYZ? Well, are cells involved? Yes, they are.
That's great.
Now, you know, I do want to also point out something that's very interesting that the average person doesn't know. You know, we talked about the Torret Lab study and how 100% of the people drink the molecules have a 21 to 31% improvement in those five pathways that are so important. One of the reasons that caught my attention is because I know when a pharmaceutical company brings a new drug to market, all they have to prove to the FDA is a measly 3% improvement.
Unreal.
I mean, 3%.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That is nothing. So that was, you know, these redox molecules, if they were a pharmaceutical drug, they would be considered the blockbuster drug of all time.
Yes.
Of history, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, it is just interesting. And you know, one other thing I'd like to point out to my clients. In naturopath school, we learn there are two causes of dis-ease. One is deficiency. Now, you could be deficient in vitamin minerals, amino acids, but you could also be deficient in redox molecules. And then the other is toxicity. And, you know, we live in such a toxic world. And, of course, these molecules are helping you gently detox on a daily basis. And I always say, if you're not detoxing every day, you're accumulating toxins. And toxicity can lead to dis-ease.
Yes. Yep. Absence of what should be there, or the presence of something that shouldn't.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And most people have a combination of both, right?
When we, right, they
yeah,
do.
They
do.
Have a, they definitely have a combination of both. When you are working with clients, what do you find to be one of the most challenging things? We get ready to wrap it up. I've got two or three more questions I definitely want to capture with you. But one of my last three questions is, what do you find to be the most challenging aspect of what you do? Because what you've shared with me so far is really extremely enlightening. It's very attractive, sounds very credible. I can't imagine that you're challenged a lot by people saying, well, that sounds great, but it's not for me.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting. Lack of knowledge is the biggest thing to overcome. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, look at our education system. And if you're getting your health information from mainstream media, you know, so that's the biggest hurdle to overcome.
Yeah.
But I also will say most people that come to me have exhausted everything else. And they're like, just help me. But, you know, I do, you know, I offer that free consultation before I will have anybody book a session with me, because I want to make sure that we are on the same page, that they're open-minded. Because, you know, a lot of people, I will tell you, even in life and death situations, do not want to change their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if they're not willing to change enough, I'm like, well, I don't really know that I could help you.
Yeah.
You know, here's some things you could do. But you know, I have turned down people when they're like, no, I'm not going to give up my alcohol. I'm not going to give up my you know, whatever. And I just know that in their stage four situation, I don't think I could turn them around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. You know? I mean, a friend of mine said a long time ago, 20 years ago in clinicals that we were doing, he said the most challenging thing that he faces is getting people dedicated to saving their own lives.
I know, it's true.
We've got great resources. We've got great cleanses, great nutrition, great, you know, whole foods and herbals and, you know, programs and plans, and let's gradiently get you there. But at the end of the day, that patient has to be dedicated to saving their own life.
It's so true. And you know, you have to take 100% responsibility for your own health. You just do, because nobody can do it for you, you know. And one of the things I say with the redox molecules, you know, the redox molecules can put out the fire.
Yeah.
But if you continue to ignite it, you know, you're not going to get the results that you really are looking for.
That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. You know, Royal Rife, there's a, you know, they did the Rife machine, right? The frequency modulator.
Yeah.
Okay. So many years ago, most people don't know this. With the level of research you do, you probably have stumbled across this. There was an old, when Mayo Clinic, the Mayo brothers did their magazine. Okay. There's an old article of them toasting with Royal Rife, and the caption read, "The end of disease as we now know it." And Royal Rife said, yes, there's not an illness that a person can acquire that we have not found a way through medicines, energy medicines, whole food medicines, right? The things that he was working with to actually dispel that out of the body. Here's the problem. We can't keep it from coming back. That is on the patient's responsibility. Yeah. That's where they have to step up and take accountability for not reproducing the habits that made them sick. So,
right.
So that's totally in line with what you're talking about. And I love that article. Right. I wish I had, it's an old black and white magazine and they're toasting champagne, you know?
You can find it online. I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You know, and Royal Rife lived, I'm in Los Angeles. He lived, he did all of this work down in San Diego.
Okay.
Not
yeah.
Far me.
Yeah,
not
that's
far
right.
From me.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of more questions and we'll wrap it up here. And thank you again for your time. And before I do my next question, I want to make sure and remind everybody that on Wednesdays and Saturdays, 6 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Or 9 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays, you can tune in to the webinar information with Kathy Painter. She's going to give us a link. You'll find it in the description of show notes on this podcast, and be sure and check out her website for a free 15-minute consultation. Go to www.redox, that's R-E-D-O-X, healthcoach.com. Now, let me finish up here. A couple other things. What goals or directions are you going in the future? I mean, it sounds like this is, you know, something that you're going to sink your teeth in for decades to come. But what are some of the other goals or aspirations you have for your future and your practice?
Well, I just want to reach more people. I'm a healer. I'm a helper. I'm a caretaker. And I know that I will spend the rest of my days helping people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I will do. And, you know, I write about stuff on social media to kind of alert people and get them thinking. You know, I do need to write a book. I need to write a book and my journey and all the things I've learned. And I will do that. I will do that. But yeah, I will never retire from helping people. I will say that.
If you had one last piece of parting wisdom, a little pearl that means a lot to you that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
Well, I think I've kind of already stated it, but, I really believe we have to stay open-minded. You've got to be open-minded enough to receive information, because what we've seen in the last 3 years, a lot of people ended up in a dire situation because they were so close-minded.
Yeah.
So stay open-minded, never stop learning, and your health is your wealth. It really is. protect your wealth.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate you doing this. Let's make sure and circle back. We'll do this again in the near future, especially when you launch your book.
Okay, absolutely. Would love to.
All right, dear. Thank you so much. For Kathy Painter, Los Angeles, California, traditional naturopath and Redux health coach, this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming on the Total Wellness Radio Network signing off. Have a blessed day.